I didn't want to tell you this until your birthday, but I saved up and got you some tech news. 3 times a week, I made a show that.
NVIDIA canceled the launch of the 12GB RTX 4080, and now supply chain sources are saying that the one surviving RTX 4080, the 16GB model, will be getting a price cut. It's the last of its kind. I can't imagine how sad it is. With lots of people having paid out the nose for a new 3000 series card during the pandemic, it's not super surprising that the high-end 4000 series cards that have been released so far haven't sold all that well. So a price adjustment on the RTX 4080 makes some sense, especially since NVIDIA will have a new crop of lower-priced AMD cards to compete against soon. And they are raring to go. Young blood, watch out! It doesn't look like NVIDIA is having too many stock issues, so you should probably be able to get the lower priced 4080 for whatever the new MSRP will end up being. Hopefully, it will be more than the recent 5% cut the card got over in Europe, which was mostly due to the changing value of the euro, and not at all because Jensen is scared of Dr. Sue.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be achievable.
The price?
Yeah, to pay for it.
Hopefully someone will be able to pay the price.
Yeah.
The PCI Express Special Interest Group, or PCI SIG, which develops the PCI spec, has given us all a big...
It wasn't me.
...regarding the controversy over melting 12-volt high-power connectors. Come on, they weren't even in the room! They were hanging with the boys! They couldn't
Probably
have been...
Probably the cold one!
It couldn't have been them. In a statement, PCI SIG said that the manufacturers are responsible for the overall design, safety, and manufacturing, obviously, of their products, putting the blame squarely at NVIDIA and their graphics card partners' feet without directly saying it.
They cut corners all the time. They don't even have an I in their friggin' name.
To be fair to Team Green, it seems that most of the melting connectors were not inserted correctly into the graphics card, although I could probably still find a way to blame them for that. I mean, you could have come to the house. You could have made sure. So if you have a card that uses the connector, it's worth triple checking that it's gone in all the way. But you'd also think PCI SIG could have come up with a spec that was a bit easier to install. Although that's not so simple. I mean, USB-A ports are everywhere.
But
and that's the most unintuitive thing ever.
If you're going to go all the way with your GPU, make sure you go to Makeup Point. You treat them nice.
That's right. Get them some flowers.
Yeah.
Nintendo has come out and apologized for the myriad issues that affected Pokemon Scarlet and Violet at launch. And even better, they've come out with a patch. It just replaces the game with Breath of the Wild. I mean, the new version of the game, 1.1.0, contains a number of bug fixes. However, most players seem not to have
no
been
able
to- No
more bug Pokemon.
No, they're gone.
They're gone.
Metapod! Most players seem not to have been able to tell yet how much it's actually helped, as the bugs were widespread, including low frame rates, short draw distances, and missing textures. Nintendo kept most specifics on what the bug fixes actually are under wraps, so I suppose you'll end up knowing them when you see them, or you'll know them when you can't run double speed by connecting an extra controller anymore. Some fans think the issue might be a memory leak, as this has been responsible for weird texture behavior in plenty of non-Nintendo titles, but regardless of the real reason, hopefully this patch and others moving forward will be super effective. Thunder! Now for Quick Bits, brought to you by Manscaped. Christmas is right around the corner, and Manscaped's new Performance Package 4.0 will make a great gift. It will. The Performance Package 4.0 includes their waterproof and cordless lawnmower 4.0, their weed whacker ear and nose trimmer for tricky trimming, and their crop preserver and crop reviver for your deodorizing and hydration needs. For a limited time, you'll also get 2 free gifts, the Shed travel bag and the Manscaped anti-chafing boxer briefs. Don't wait, go to manscaped.com and use promo code TECH for 20% off your order plus free international shipping. Man, I remember when I was about this big, I heard Quick Bits for the first time. And wow, just, you know.
And then you shrunk?
Whew, they go across. Ryzen 7000 hasn't been with us for very long, but it looks like we're going to be getting a new crop of 7000 series chips next
corn.
Month at CES 2023.
That's
corn.
The new crop.
It's gonna be corn. AMD is expected to release some non-X chips for those of you looking to save some money, as well as chips with 3D V-cache for higher performance. But unfortunately, we won't have them in time for Christmas because January still comes after December. I told them they should change that. It doesn't make any sense. If you thought AAA titles were already expensive, be prepared to pay even more, as you'll now be spending up to $70 on the standard editions of certain Xbox titles. Microsoft is citing the increasing technical complexity of these games as the reason, because the more stuff you fit on the disk, the more dollars are generated. It's a code thing.
It's crypto.
C+.
Blockchain?
Yep.
Okay.
Sony has already been charging $70 for some of its games, but of course, thinking of the prices, $69.99 might make the painful buying experience a little nicer.
Or confusing if you don't live in a country that has a penny.
Or that haven't heard this meme before. If you own a Pixel 7 or Pixel 7 Pro, there are a couple of major new features heading your way as part of an update rollout this week. A big one is the Google One VPN, which you'll be able to use for free. Normally, free VPNs are kind of sketchy. They might be selling your information or something, but this one seems safe. Because Google, because it doesn't mask your location, but it'll still give you a more secure experience. You'll also be getting Clear Calling, an AI-powered feature that's supposed to make calls in noisy places sound better. If you don't have a Pixel 7, just yell. HBO Max could be dropping the HBO, but in name only. Although, what other name would they...
It's your boy, Max.
Yeah, the streaming service is merging with Discovery Plus, as they're both owned by Warner Brothers, and reports indicate that the newly merged service is just going to be called Max. My buddy Max. And have you ever wanted to bring the experience of working in a business class seat home, except with more legroom and a nicer display? Every day. Cooler Master wants to give you just that with his new gaming and productivity pod called the Orb X. Aside from just a cushy seat, work table, and monitor mount, you also get built-in surround sound, USB ports, and wireless charging.
And I think that's excellent.
X, because there's an X?
No, because it looks like a friggin' egg.
Oh, no word yet on pricing, but can you really put a price on looking like Emperor Palpatine? I can't. I can put a price on coming back for more tech news on Wednesday, and it is priceless. So don't miss it. That implies they have to pay us. It's free.
It's a hit.